The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest in industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In the program this month, Nursing Notes Live examines the role of nurses in improving the patient experience. This month, we get to know Sarah Regis, a nurse who used her personal family experiences to create a better experience for patients with traumatic brain injuries. I caught up with her recently and talked with her about her project for brain injury and how nurses improve patient experiences every day. Sarah, welcome to Nursing Notes Live. I always try to ask first question of the nurses we have on the show is just to share with us why you became a nurse and some of the directions you took as you became a nurse and began and started out that brought you to where you are today.
Sure, happy to. I actually decided I was going to be a nurse at the age of 4. So that was my graduation picture, me dressed as a nurse at 4 years old. And I'm the second of 6 girls, so I had 4 little sisters, so they became my first patients very quickly. And I graduated from East Carolina University Nursing School and worked as a nurse. I started out med-surg for 5 years and then moved into a little bit of ER and pediatric nursing as well. And then from there, I had 4 boys in 7 years who are now ages 22 down to 15. I was home with them. And then 6 years ago, our youngest son was hit by a car and had a traumatic brain injury. So that really took me back into the realm of being a nurse because I was quite amazed how little progress had been made with the treatment of traumatic brain injury. And he had been intubated for 2 weeks and was half paralyzed for about 3 months. So it was a long process and had CPR 3 times and, you know, went through a lot during that period. And I just sort of absorbed it and decided there were certain areas I was going to get involved with once we made it through. And I took on 2.5 years ago, opening up a national brain injury center for National Rehabilitation Network, and, you know, that's sort of helping in all fronts. So I work directly with patients. I also have been working on the most commonly occurring brain injury, which is concussions. So we partnered with Children's National Medical Center for concussions. So we go out and educate schools. We do a lot of baseline testing. We've developed a physical therapy program to help with that. And then I also visit patients and families with traumatic brain injury. So I spend a lot of time, and a lot of it is my nursing, and it's kind of a double blessing that I also had lived through it with my son. So that's when, you know, it comes in sort of a unique position to be in where I can really counsel patients and families from a person that's really been there.
Now, you developed something called the Neuro Brain BFFL bag. You'd like to explain what that is?
Yeah, it is a patient care bag. So my girlfriend, Noonie Thompson, who is a physician, she grew up right behind me, and she developed the original one, which was a breast cancer care bag. And as a physician, she found so many people were calling her when they were diagnosed with breast cancer and needing to go in for a mastectomy and getting her advice as to what exactly they should bring to the hospital, what would be great tools to have to sort of, you know, start them on the journey of recovery. And so from that, you know, with me visiting all these brain injured patients, we saw the need for them to have the same tools because most of the time, obviously, traumatic brain injury happens in the flash of a second, so patients and families aren't really prepared. So we have a bag, a duffel bag, that has several things in it, very geared, very specific for brain injury, to sort of give them a kickstart. And it's sort of like, I love giving it to patients because it gives them a little bit of control. They feel like they're ready for the challenge. You know, it sort of gives them that sense of feeling like they have everything in one bag. And we also have in that bag one of the pillows that Nuni designed. It's a specialty pillow that can be placed because many times with a brain injury, one half of your body is paralyzed. So it's a great propping pillow for different limbs and different pressure points. We also have a gait belt, which is, you know, a much needed tool in starting to walk again. We also developed a communication board, and on one side it has the basics, you know, food, hungry, hot, cold, bathroom, and so they can point to it or look at it. And on the other side, it's just a plain whiteboard to be able to write messages, because everyone recovers at different points and they have different strong suits for their communication skills. So that's been beneficial. We also have in there a plastic sheet that has information about brain injury and support groups. And there's also an area where you can put all the business cards, because with dealing with a brain injury, you deal with so many different disciplines within that field. So you end up meeting all these different therapists, physicians, you know, speech therapy, neuropsych. So it gives you a sense of being able to control and keep track of it. We also have a book in there to keep track of daily diary, and a book on how to deal with brain injury. And, you know, then there's an extra goodie bag of sort of your basic toiletries. And then we also have grippers, which were made from rubber foam, because many times, initially after a brain injury, you're not able to grip. Your sense of grip and small motor control is very compromised. So this gives them a little ease in gripping not only pens and pencils, but more importantly, forks and spoons.
Really just a toolkit and a starter kit for the patient and their caregivers following a traumatic brain injury.
Terrific. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, as a mother of a child with a traumatic brain injury, certainly you had some insights into what to put into something like that. But your past as a nurse and your background as a nurse certainly had some impacts there. In what ways do you think what you brought to the table as a nurse has helped you with improving patients' lives with brain injury?
Well, one of the major things we did initially, I was sort of, as a nurse, amazed that they were still, when Charles was put on life support, when we first got to Children's National Medical Center, they had to extubate him and bring him down for a CAT scan, which was sort of surprising to me, because 7 years prior as an ER nurse, we had the portable chest x-rays, portable vitals, everything would come to the patient. And it's very risky to move. They put, you know, brain injured patients in a coma to allow their brain to heal. So to remove them from that comatose state and any sort of movement is risky. So Charles had to go down for 9 CAT scans, and 3 times he crashed, and that was, you know, sort of traumatic. So we found the company through my, you know, connections of being a nurse. We found a company that had a portable CAT scan. And Children's Hospital, it's called the Saratome, Children's Hospital said, we'd love it, but it's $400,000. And I think just because I was so passionate about what an impact this would make on patients that came after our son, we were thrilled to be a part of it. So we actually, my husband and I own a restaurant in Washington. So we bubbled our restaurant, and Charles was hit October 2007. We did a fundraiser and raised $400,000. So that portable CAT scan got immediately moved into Children's, and it's been a huge asset. And they've gotten another one. They're in several Children's hospitals now. And there's rarely a week that goes by that I don't get a great email from a patient or a physician that's utilizing this. And it's really changed and removed a lot of the risk from the patient. And then I just sort of took that and then continued working towards very specific brain injury things that I picked up from my nursing. It was like the eyes of a nurse. I knew things could be better. Certain areas that I felt really could be beneficial, like starting therapy a little sooner, because many times you're in the intensive care, and I would visit them. And then as a nurse, I was more proactive with my son. I was like, well, he needs to get to rehab quick, because he was, you know, I knew inpatient rehab in a acute care hospital is just basically, you know, one visit a day, where he got transferred to National Rehabilitation Network, where we have a joint partnership with Children's, and he received therapy 4 hours every day. And that really gave him a kickstart that made a huge difference in his time and recovery. And even what he was able to, like, he has very few remaining side effects. So I sort of took that as a model to move on to my, you know, patients in the future. So just giving them little tidbits and things that I felt I did wrong that I advised my patients not to do. We had, Charles was in third grade. We had him just continue to fourth grade, where he kind of struggled, where, you know, so those kind of tips, not only from a nursing aspect, but from a mother, but really a lot of it's rooted from being a nurse and being able to see things or recognize things a lot of people wouldn't even know could be improved or know how it was normally done.
So let's move on and talk a little bit about what advice you might give to another nurse that's listening to this that maybe has been inspired to try to move forward in doing something innovative and improving the quality of their patients' lives in such a dramatic way like you've done. What a piece of advice would you give to them moving forward after having done something so ambitious as this?
I would say, just once you see and you really plan it out and know it's going to make a difference with the patient care, with the patient's recovery and their long-term well-being, just stick with it. And just what I found now being in the administrative side of nursing is that side of the world is very slow. So I just banged on every door I needed to and just moved forward as quickly as possible, keeping my passion at heart as to, you know, I knew it would be to everyone's benefit to get this done, and I knew what a difference it would make. So I would guess it's just to stay with it, like, you know, because there's so many layers within the administration of a hospital that I didn't realize existed as an ER nurse. I mean, I had no idea, like, everything that had to happen before you could get any significant change in place. And it's really just sticking with it and going through the motions and meeting with the right people. And, you know, I'm known at National Rehab to just walk into someone's office and say, this is the idea I have. This will really make a difference. And I think it's just being confident and sticking with it and opening up every door you need to until you finally get the right one.
What makes a nurse such a good, passionate advocate for this type of quality improvement?
I think a nurse really brings such a unique gift to the table, because I know, especially being an experienced nurse, I had taken care of so many patients and seen what a difference little things would make. So putting all those little things together really can make a unique impact on the quality of care. And it's somebody that has a direct contact. Yeah, physicians will be in and out, but the physicians count on the nurses to really tell them the real feelings of the patients and the families concerned, and even transitioning to home, we really find out more of the details than a physician has the time to. So I think it's just a great gift to really take and move, you know, the patients into a safe, you know, knowing that they're going to be home in a safe environment. We just tend to get more details, which really makes a difference in the overall picture of improving quality.
Any final thoughts or things you'd like to share with the nurses and student nurses listening to this?
I think the biggest thing, I think a nurse is so uniquely qualified. I've talked many of my goddaughters into becoming a nurse, because there's so many different things you can be as a nurse. You know, I had the four boys without Blakey and I, and then, you know, was an ER nurse. Then I went on from there to be in administrative, opening up new programs. I just think it opens so many, there's so many different things you can do with nursing, and to have that as a background is a huge asset.
I certainly agree. I mean, I didn't know I'd be a journalist when I first started nursing school. So,
you can do all the, and I have to say, having a restaurant, I've done Heimlich maneuvers. I've, you know, noticed people stroking and CP, you know, so you really have, I say, the curse of a nurse. You really come into these unique situations where you're able to react and make a difference in people's lives.
Make sure you check out the entire July 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, looking at ways nurses improve the patient experience. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, bringing you a panel discussion on improving the patient experience with Lisa T. McDonald, project coordinator and operating room nurse at Canton Potsdam Hospital in Potsdam, New York, and Mary Linda Rivera, senior director at the Cleveland Clinic's Office of Patient Experience in Cleveland, Ohio. You'll find this and other podcast episodes at the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.